don't worry about this place of interference because I was thinking about it some more. So the Taisa Rebbe of Peretz said three cases where there's no chi of dalad v'hei. The Mishnah was Mashiach. There is a chi of peichel and there's no chi of dalad v'hei. So two of the cases are the cases that I mentioned in Taisa, the cases from the Gemara and Daf Ayin Ches. Shut of Shigon of Mechav Eroi and Shut from Shigon of Vetovach Echad. Let me put the cases up on the floor. There's three cases. Shut of Shigon of Mechav Eroi. Shut fin shigonu, tovach echad mehem. These are the cases from that are in the brisa on Ayin Ches Amud Beis. And what happened? They're both basically the same idea. He only stole half the behema, either because he already owns half the behema, so he just stole the other half from his partner, or he stole the behemoth together with somebody else, so they were meshich it together. So he only made a kinyan and a half the behemoth, and then when he shefted it, so he's shefting a behemoth that he only stole half of. So it comes down to the same thing. The Gemara says that I am tested. The reason why you no chiyuv dalad v'hei is because you need tefachei kulay. Tefachei kulay, Rashi has the words bechiyuv. And then those are the two cases that Taisus talks about. And then there's this third case that the Taisus Rebbeinu Peretz talks about, which is Ganav Mishnei Shulfin. Now that's the case of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman said that you punted from Dalad v'hei because why? So those are the three cases Rebbeinu Peretz said that the Mishnah was Mishayah. So the problem is, because the Reb Nachman changed his mind. The Gemara says Reb Nachman in the end came around and he said that Chamisha Boker, Be'afilu Chamisha Chatzai Boker, and you are Chayav Dalad V'hei in this case. So what's the pshat in Taisus Rebbeinu Peretz? Very palabic. So I had some Yehura Dvarim about this. I don't know if I have Mamash Teretz, but I have some thoughts about it. There's a Rashi. Share Rashi. Good for home advice. Your Rashi is Dibra Maskul B'Shutuf. Rabbi Craig here in the Gilead of Shas picks up on this Rashi. Rashi is talking about this second case. Shutfin Shigon V'Tolach Echad Mehem. So you put it in Dalad V'hei. More quotes that case. So Rashi says, Shutfin Shigon V'Tolach about three quarters of the way down. Rashi, V'Shutfin Shetovach, Shutfin Shigon V'Tolach Echad Mehem Das Chavei, Aminu Perek Mu V'Shepotim V'Dalad V'hei, the chamisha boker merachmanu v'lei chamisha chatzai boker ve'ochal ekarinim b'tvachik kulu b'chiyuva. The alachetzi shel chaveru hei tevei chumecha achar agan of the pot. So Rashi says two reasons why you potter. You potter this case shutum shigano v'tano chachmer. He says you potter because chamisha boker merachmanu v'lei chamisha chatzai boker and it's not b'tvachik kulu b'chiyuva. Says of Gregor, lo yadati amai no kadrashi tati. Craig says, you don't need both reasons. One reason's enough. Either you potter because chamisha boker or chamisha chatzai boker. Meaning, since you're only, there's only a chiyuv dalad v'hei on the half that you stole, so that's going to be chamisha chatzai boker. Or, because it's not the tvachei kulu b'chiyuv. You don't need both reasons. So Craig says, well, maybe you have to be goyis and rashi inami. Talk of two different reasons. Emma says, I don't know why Dr. Kiyan points out the and others, and even if you go to Sinami, it's not so great. Because, okay, we'll be going to Sinai, but then why is Rashi quoting the reason of Chamisha Boker, but Chamisha Chatzai Boker, if that's only the Havmin of Nachman, the Maskon of Nachman was Chazai? It's amazing, Rashi. So I thought that maybe the Pshat and the Rashi is like this. The Rashi really was bothered. The maskonos, the koyt of Nachman's maskonos, that chamisha boker be afilu chamisha chatzoy boker. That means the maskonos her means according to the maskonos of Nachman, you could have a chiyuv of chamisha and half a shor and half a ben. Chamisha chatzoy boker. That's of Nachman. Nachman in the morning said chamisha boker afilu chamisha chatzoy boker. So you could have a chiyuv dalat mehan and half a ben. So Rashi was bothered if you could have a chiyuv of dalat mehan half a behemah. So if you stole half a behemah, just the case here, you stole half a behemah. Somebody else stole the other half a behemah, but you stole half a behemah. You shechted the behemah, and now you want to be chayiv dalat mehay. We want to be chayiv dalat mehay on half the behemah. Chamisha chatzoy boker. So why not chayiv? Because it's not a tochel kulu b'chiyuv. Rashi was bothered. Why is it not tochel kulu b'chiyuv? The whole behemoth that I stole, which is the half of the behemoth, which is the behemoth for which I want to pay dollar behemoth, because you can pay dollar behemoth and half of behemoth, that whole half of behemoth, I shechted b'chiyuvim. So Rashi thought that tfochi kulu b'chiyuvim means that I have to shecht b'chiyuv the whole behemoth for which I'm paying dollar behemoth. But if the dalet behay is only on half the behemoth, then that's the whole behemoth that I'm paying dalet behay for. If you can pay dalet behay for half a behemoth, you can pay dalet behay and half a behemoth. And if you can pay dalet behay and half a behemoth, so you stole half a behemoth, you're going to pay dalet behay of half a behemoth, and that half a behemoth you shechted b'chiyuvah. So why is it lacking in the tvachi kulu b'chiyuvah? That's kuloy. The kuloy is the half the behemoth that I stole, which is the half of the behemoth for which I'm going to pay dalet behay, I'm going to pay chamisha chatzoy boker. So that entire half of behemoth, which is what I'm paying dalet behay keneged, I shechted b'chiyuva. So why does it lack in tefachet kulu b'chiyuva either? Therefore, Rashi is machriach that it must be that you can't pay dalet behay keneged half of behemoth. You have to pay dalet behay keneged the whole behemoth. There's no such thing as paying dalet behay. There's no such thing that the shechita should be chayiv with dalet behay keneged half the behemah. The shechita has to be chayiv with dalet behay keneged the whole behemah. If the shechita has to be, and we can't be chayiv with dalet behay keneged half the behemah. It's all or nothing. So we want to be chayiv with dalet behay keneged the whole behemah. Keneged the whole behemah. But so then we're talking about the shechita of the whole behemah. The shechita of the whole behemah was not kulu b'chiyuv because half of it was not b'chiyuv. So you need both things together. First, you have to establish that there's only dalet behay on the whole behemoth. So, memela that we're talking about dalet behay of the whole behemoth. We're talking about dalet behay of the whole behemoth. Then we're talking about the shechit of the whole behemoth. The shechit of the whole behemoth has to be kulu b'chiyuva, and it's not kulu b'chiyuva because I only sold half the behemoth. That's hascholas hadvar. Whereas Rashi are two drushes. Now, there's a lot of things we have to tie up to make this work. A lot of thread loose ends that we have to tie up. But just the basic zog over here in the Rashi. Rashi saying taka, both things go together. You need both things together. You have to first say there's no dalet behay, no such thing as a dalet behay and half a behemah. If there would be a dalet behay and half a behemah, then it would be kulu b'chiyuvah. That half a behemah for which I'm paying dalet behay, I shechted a kulu b'chiyuvah, so it doesn't lack in tochel kulu b'chiyuvah either. So therefore, you have to first say no. There's no such thing as dalet behay and half a behemah. There's only dalet behay and a whole behemah. Only dalet behay and a whole behemah. So then we're talking about dalet behay and the whole behemah. So if you're talking about the whole behemah, so then we have to be talking about the shechita of the whole behemoth. If you can only pay dalet behay on the whole behemoth, then we have to be talking about the shechita of the whole behemoth. The shechita of the whole behemoth, but only half of it is bechiv. Only half of that shechita is a shechita mechayev, because only half of it that I steal. So mimela, once I say chamisha boker v'lo chamisha chatzoy boker, so now I can say tochel kulu bechiv as well. First of all, we have to explain. So why isn't it just enough to say chamisha boker v'lo chamisha chatzoy boker? Just say that story by itself. Why do you need a Torah Kuli B'Chiyuvo? Why isn't just enough to start? Let me explain again. Why can't I just say? Why is it not sufficient? This already explained. Why is it not sufficient to say the Torah Kuli B'Chiyuvo? Because if you can pay Dalai and have the payment, then it is Kuli B'Chiyuvo, as I just said. And why isn't it sufficient just to say Chamisha Vokav or Chamisha Chatzoy Vokav? Because if you only have the drosh of Chamisha Vokav or Chamisha Chatzoy Vokav, I would say, okay, I'll pay Chamisha Vokav. I still have the Behemoth. But I shechted it. A mixus of my shechita was a shechita of Chiyuv. The shechita of shechting the whole Behemoth had in it an element of Chiyuv. Because half it was stolen by me. So it's mixus b'chiyuv. I don't say kula b'chiyuv. No drosh of kula b'chiyuv. So I have a shechita. I shechted the whole behemoth. It was miktsosei b'chiyuva. That shechita was miktsosei a shechita, a gnevedik shechita, a shechita that's going into that's deepening my gneva. So I have a shechita, a whole ma'aser shechita, some of which was gnevedik, and maybe that's mechayim dalad v'hei on the whole behemoth. Okay, you know, if you're telling me that you can't pay chamisha chatzoy boker, okay, so then I have to pay chamisha boker, and maybe that's the din. You steal half a behemoth and you shecht it. Since that shechita is miktsosei v'chiyuva, meaning it's miktsosei, it's been miktsas a gnevedik a shechita. It's a shechita that's, just to tell you, there's a lashon gemara later on, that's mishtarish b'chet. The dal bei is chayav because you're mishtarish b'chet. You're deepening yourself, you're getting deeper in, you're digging yourself deeper into the gneva. First you just stole it, but now you got rid of it. So that makes the gneva even worse. It compounds the gneva. So I did a shechita. The shechita was miktsosei a compounding of my gneva. And that's enough to mechayev me. Maybe I'm chamisha boker. If there's not such a thing as chamisha chatzoy boker, maybe I can be chayev chamisha boker. Tarek said, no, because you need kuli v'chiyuva. There's not such a thing as a shechita that's miktsosei v'chiyuva. You need a shechita that's kuli v'chiyuva. So maybe if you put the two things together, there's no way to be chayev the dalad bay if you only stole half the bay. If it's not for the din, look, I'm saying it many times, but I don't know where to stop. But I need both. If I only had, if I didn't have the din of chamisha boker, or chamisha chatzoy boker, so I say v'mechayim chamisha chatzoy boker, and for chamisha chatzoy boker it's kula b'chiyuva. If you're talking about paying chamisha chatzoy boker, then you're only talking about dalad vehi for half the behema. If you're talking about dalad vehi for half the behema, so that for that dalad vehi I had a shechita that was kula b'chiyuva. The shechita that's mechayiv me dalad vehi is the shechita of half the behema. Half the behema was taka b'chiyuva. On the other hand, even if there is a din of chamisha boker, v'lo chamisha chatzoy boker, and it only comes in quantums of a whole behema, and there's such a thing as a half a behema, you have to pay five whole behemas. But if we know din of tochah kulu b'chiyuva, so you'd also be chayiv dalad vehi, because I would say, okay, you have to pay for the whole behema, dalad vehi for the whole behema. Well, okay, you could be. Maybe you could, because you shechted the behema. That shechita was miktsosei b'chiyuva. Some of that shechita was a compounding of a gneva. Since some of the shechita was a compounding of a gneva, so it's called the gneva de kashchita. And it's mechayim dalad vehi, connected the whole behema. But when I put the two together, so therefore, either way, if I only had one drasha without the other, I would be chayev either chamisha boker, or I would be chayev chamisha chatzoy boker, but I would be chayev. But when the two things come together, and on the one I say chamisha boker v'lo chamisha chatzoy boker, you can't be chayev for dalad hay can I get half the behema. You can only be chayev dalad hay for the whole behema. So you're talking about dalad hay for the whole behema. So then you're talking about shechita of the whole behema. Shechita of the whole behema. It's not kulu b'chiyuva. So merely you put the legam. I think that's a very, very gishmak of shat mirash. Of course, there's one outstanding problem, which is what? Before the Rashi and Akas. There's a problem in saying this, because that means that the whole drasha of Tochi Kuloi is building on Chamisha Boker V'loi Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. What's the problem? Where I'm Nachman Chazer. Rav Nachman says chamisha boker, v'afilu chatzi chamisha chatzoy boker. So how come over here? So why is this? Why is so? How can Rashi use? How can Rashi build the dinner with utvachay? How can Rashi build on chamisha boker v'le chamisha chatzoy boker when Rav Nachman says that it's not true? Pachuk, you have to say. Pachuk, you have to say. That Rav Nachman only said it's not true that he could really pay Chamisha Chatzoy Boker in the case where the Shchita was really Mechayev Chamisha Boker. Later, he was Moedah and he patted himself from half, so he still has to pay the other half, the other Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. But that was Rav Nachman's L'Urta. Nachman had thought in the Halamina that it goes so far that not only did the Shchita have to Mechayev a whole dollar of hay, but even if the Shita was Mechayev a whole dollar of hay, but later you came and you were made there and you got yourself out of the Haidah, was after the Shita, and you patted yourself from half of the Chamisha Boker, so then there's no Tashlumin of Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. So that Nachman said is not true. When it comes to the Tashlumin, you can make a Tashlumin of Chamisha Chatzoy Boker too. But that's only over there in Daf Ayin Aleph, where Vishash Shita, at least, the Shita Vishash Maisi was Mechayev Chamisha Boker. And now you want to weasel out of half, so that you could do. But Rav Nachman's not rejecting, but it's still true that there is a din that the Shechita itself has to be Mechayev Chamisha Boker, but Lechayev Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. From that, there was never a Chazar. The Shechita says, I have a behemoth, and I stole half of it. This is the half that I stole. The other half I didn't steal, my shutter stole the other half. So the din is I'm potter. If I sheft it, I'm potter. So the shah is, why am I potter? So Rashi says two things. Chamisha boker, v'lo chamisha chatzoy boker, and v'tfochi kulu b'chiru. And Rashi runs them one into the other. The way we have the Rashi just runs the two things together. Chamisha boker, v'lo chamisha chatzoy boker, and you have to have v'tfochi kulu b'chiru. So it seems to be that you need to have these two things together. Why do you have these two things together? So it sounds like this. If there was no din of chamisha boker, v'lo chamisha chatzoy boker, that means I could be done on a half the behemoth, that there's dal behemoth for half the behemoth. You steal half a behemoth, you shecht it, you pay dal behe and the half that you stole, which means chamisha, you pay chamisha chatzoy. You stole half a behemoth, and you pay chamisha. Chamisha what? Chamisha times the thing that you stole. What do you steal half a behemoth? Five times a half is five halves. And that's what you have to pay. So if there would be no din of chamisha boker, v'lo chamisha chatzoy boker, you could pay dal behe of half a behemoth for shechting half a behemoth. And then there won't be a problem of a shochta kulu b'chiyuva either. Because I did shechted kulu b'chiyuva. What's the it? That's really sorry. What's the antecedent of it? I shechted all of it. Well, what's the it that we're talking about? The it is the thing that I'm paying dalad behe for. Well, if the thing that I'm paying dalad behe for is half a behema, then that's the it. And I shechted it entirely b'chiyuv. So I would pay, even if you need shoshach tekula b'chiyuva, but if there's such a thing as chamisha chatzoy boker, then you would still have to pay. You would pay chamisha chatzoy boker because you shechted it, that half kula b'chiyuva. Conversely, even if we say no, there's such a thing as paying dal behe for half a behema, chamisha boker v'le chamisha chatzoy boker, you have to pay dal behe for the whole behema. Okay, I have to pay dal behe for the whole behema. But if there was no din of shoshach tekula b'chiyuva, then I would say okay. I shechted the whole behema. Half of the shechita was b'chiyuv, meaning half of the shechita was a hishtarshus b'chet and a gneiva. So a shechita that's miktsosei b'chiyuva, I shechted it now as the whole behema. I'm paying dalad behe for it, for the whole behema. And I do, I pay dalad behe for the whole behema, because I shechted it, the whole behema, miktsosei b'chiyuva. This ma'isa shechita that did in the behema was b'miktsas a shechita of gneiva. It was a gneiva dik shechita. It was a shechita that was being mishtarish in gneiva. So that's a gneiva dik shechita. That kului b'chiyuv is not entirely a gneiva dik shechita, but it's 50%. Look at the ingredients of the shechita, and 50% says gneiva dik shechita. So this is a shechita that's 50% gneiva dik. A shechita of a whole behema that's gneiva dik, at least you know one of its ingredients is gneiva, is mechay b'dal behe in the whole behema. So that, if that I need the drush, that's no, you need kuli b'chiyuva. Shechita is only b'chayav dal behe if you shechted it entirely b'chiyuv. So therefore, you potter between the two, you potter from dal behe. think that's the pshat here in the Rashi. Yishmak the pshat in Rashi. And it's not a steer to Reb Nachman's chazara, because again, Reb Nachman was only chazir by Haido after the shechita. When you had everything, you had a shechita, you stole the whole behemah, and you shechted the whole behemah, and the shechita was kulu b'chiyuva, and everything was, you know, and you have a chiyuva b'alav hay. And then you came and you were moida, and you patted yourself before they even came. You came and you were moida to half. Because you were moida, there was two, you stole it from Teshutfin, you were moida to Shimon, and it's only now with Levi. The story over there with Reb Nachman. But kitzur, you want to pat yourself with Taidoi afterwards. That Reb Nachman said that you can still do. The shechit itself was mechayiv dalav hay. Now you might, and you get out of half the dalav hay. But the shechit itself, b'shas meisa, has to be mechayiv me dalav hay, not dalav chatzor. Dalav chamisha boka. It can't be a shechit that's mechayiv me chamisha. There's no such thing as a shechit. There's no such thing as a shechit that's mechayiv me chamisha chatzor boka. And the emes is, it's very geshmak now, if this is right. It reads very geshmak in Rashi and Ayin Ches. You don't have to read the Rashi this way. But if this is correct, then the Rashi has a whole different, charged with a whole different meaning. Rashi and Ayin Ches, by the first two cases, Shutif Shigandu and Shutif Shigandu, over there, so Rashi says, the first wide line, Shutif Shetovach Shalei Ladas Chaveiro. Potter. That's this case. Shutif Shigandu, Shutif Shigandu, the Tovach Echad Mehem Shalei Ladas Chaveiro. That's the second case. So the Gemara says, Tovach Kulu, you need Tovach Kulu, Bechiyuva, and Velech. That's the Brisa. So Rashi is Potter. The Lech of a Tovach Kulu, Bechiyuva, Bahu Paga, because it's in the half that the friend, that his friend stole, it's not Bechiyuva. Because the chaver l'nasa shliach, nobody made him a shliach. Chaver k'tavech meichel achay aganim depotter. V'al k'chel k'inami potter he'll velek k'tavech kulu b'chiyuv. Fine. So first, Rashi just explains the tavech kulu b'chiyuv. Two people stole the behemah b'shutfis, and one of them went and shechted it. So the mele, it's not a tavech kulu b'chiyuv because monoshech. His half is b'chiyuv, but it's only half the behemah. The other half is a tavech achay aganim. Tavech achay aganim is not. It's not a tavech b'chiyuv. Then Rashi goes on and says, "The afal gavda morin leel chamisha boker v'lo v'yati lechamisha chatzoy boker. Hani mili heche shegana behemes hashutz from the tvochay v'yachaka chay delechem mehem al kalkoy. The b'shas tvicha yakulu v'chiyuva. V'achar min ba'gaisel the tushut of shetov v'shloim daska leir pot." So Rashi says, the Gemara says, I, Rav Nachman said, "Chamisha boker v'yati lechamisha chatzoy boker." That's if you were made after the tvicha. But if you were made before the tvicha, then you take a pot. So now, if you don't have my shtickle that I said today, you just read this Rashi. Rashi's just bothered by a side kasha. Rashi's bothered. He's telling me you need tvocha kulu b'chiyuva. So how come in Rav Nachman's case of chamisha chatzoy boker, where you were moida, why isn't it also not b'tvocha? Forget, fine, chamisha chatzoy boker. You can have chamisha chatzoy boker. But if you shechted the behemah after you were moida, so forget chamisha chatzoy boker, it's not utvocha kulu b'chiyuva. Because since you were already moida before the shechita, meaning you were moida to the gneva, and you were moida to half of the gneva. So maybe the tficha now can't have half the behemoth that you were minded that you stole. That tficha can't be mechayiv you anymore. Because the main gneva ain't tficha mechayiv. So, you know, you need to have a chayiv kefil in order to have a chayiv dalav behe. That's a given. You need to have a chayiv kefil in order to have a chayiv dalav behe. So if you're minded before the tficha, so that's tfachi kulu b'chayiv. So how come Rav Nachman over there says that you're chayiv? What happened? Fine, Rav Nachman knows. Granted, there Rav Nachman knows chamisha boker filu chamisha chatzoy boker. But where did the din of tfachi kulu b'chayiv go? Rashi answers, no, there's no problem with talking kulu b'chiyuva, because there the hido was after the tvicha. That's before Meshtikul Tov. But after we're saying now in the Rashi and Kavov, I think Rashi's saying more than that. Rashi is saying the whole din of talking kulu b'chiyuva is only because there's also a concept of chamisha boka v'loi chamisha chatzoy boka. Otherwise it would be talking kulu b'chiyuva. So the whole din of talking kulu b'chiyuva is only because we assume that you have to be chayav dal vei and the whole behemoth. So mele it lacks in the tzvachi kulu b'chiyuva because it's half of the dalav hay. There's only the shechita. There's only the chiyuva. Can I get half the behemah? And I need dalav hay. Can I get the whole behemah? But didn't Rav Nachman say that chamisha boker v'afilu chamisha chatzoy boker? Well, if there's a din of chamisha boker v'afilu chamisha chatzoy boker, Rashi is really asking, then there shouldn't even be a din of tzvachi kulu b'chiyuva, because can I get chamisha chatzoy boker? I have kulu b'chiyuva. The half of the behemah that I'm paying dalav hay for, we just have to treat. We just have to consider half the behemoth. That's the it. Half the behemoth, because we could have chamisha chatzoy boker. I could pay dalavay for half the behemoth. And for half the behemoth, I have shchot to shachta kulu b'chiyuva. So how do you even understand the din of shachta kulu b'chiyuva? Once Rav Nachman was chazer, you know, Rashi is asking our question. Once Rav Nachman was chazer and says you could have chamisha chatzoy boker, so that means you can just have a dalav and half the behemah, and that's the it. So then it's shochte kulu b'chiyuva too. You shechted it kulu b'chiyuva. So what's proud of the Gemara? What's proud of the Braisa? So Rashi answers just what I said. No, Rav Nachman's talking. If you were made after the shechita, made after the shechita, then takah chamisha chatzoy boker is all secretly chayav. But before the shechita, you have to be chayav dalad boker, not dalad. You have to be chayav chamisha boker, not chamisha chatzoy boker. And if you have to be chayav chamisha boker, then it lacks in the tochah kula b'chiyuva. So I think this Rashi now has a whole different meaning in the light of what we said in the Rashi and Kuzal. Okay, so that by itself is very nice. So now, does this help us with the Tosfos and the Peretz? So, Pasha's not, because at the end of the day, Tosfos and the Peretz says that in Rav Nachman's case of Gadol Mishnei Shutfin, the Rabbeinu Peretz says that you put from Dalad Behem. That's the Chorat, that's the end of the day, you can't get away. That's Rav Nachman claiming Chazor, it's not Rav Nachman after Chazor. It's Chorat, Rabbeinu Peretz, they haven't gained anything. Okay, maybe not. Maybe just Yagdi Chorat Yagdi, we have something in Rashi. But first I was thinking, I had a machshava that maybe we could use this for Rabbeinu Peretz, and we could say that Rabbeinu Peretz, when he said that Gadol Mishnei Shutfin v'hoidu le'echem e'am is potter, he didn't mean Rav Nachman's case with the Hedo was after the Shechita. Maybe Rabbeinu Peretz meant the case where you were made the Kaidim Hashkita. That's according to Rashi, there even after Chazor, Nachman was not Chazor. Nachman was only Chazor, like Rashi said, and I am Ches. Nachman was only Chazor when the Hedo was after the Shechita. So after the Shechita was Mechayev Chamisha Boker. So later on, you can be made and get out of here. But the Shechita itself has to be Mechayev Chamisha Boker. So mainly the case where God and they should find, and he was made before the Shechita, there Rabbi Nachman will continue to hold, and we will continue to say that Chamisha Boker v'lo Chamisha Chatzoy Boker, the Shechita has to be Chayav Chamisha Boker and not Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. And maybe that's trapped in the Rabbeinu Peretz. So that was my first thought. That maybe Rabbeinu Peretz is not talking about Rav Nachman's case. Even though he uses the same language as Rav Nachman. But maybe he meant it differently. He didn't mean that he go after the Shechita, he meant that he go after the Shechita. The problem that I had with that is that if there have been a parent who's talking about that he go after the Shechita, so then that means that's exactly the same. So that means that we're talking about a case where you stole the behemah from Shnei Shulchan. You yourself stole it from Shnei Shulchan. You were made to one before the Shechita. So now, the Shechita, you can't be chayav dal behemah whole behemah. You can't only be chayav dal behemah half the behemah. So then we take a say, chamisha boker mechamana, v'loi chamisha. Sorry. You stole the behemah. You were made to half. And then you went and shechted. So the first thing we say is chamisha boker v'loi chamisha chatzoy boker. You have to pay for the whole thing. You say chamisha boker. So why? Maybe you have to take that. Maybe Tak have to pay chamisha boker. Maybe even though the shechita of half the behemah can't be mechayev me because I was moided to that I sold that half of the behemah. But maybe, I still have a shechita that's mitzosli v'chiyuva and it's mechayev me for the whole behemah. It's mechayev me chamisha boker because I have a shechita that's mitzosli v'chiyuva. Elam I know because there's a dinner v'shochte kulu v'chiyuva. Well, that means that this case of being moided before, I know it's a little complicated, but this case of being moided before the shechita is really tantamount to the other two, it's exactly the same as the other two cases. I mean, it comes out, say even without all the complications, I think it's intuitive. If he was Maida before the Shechita, then that's a regular, that's the same thing as a case of Shutuf Shigonu Mechaveroi, or Shutfin Shigonu, where you have a case where the Shechita is not able to be Mechaiv you, that half of the behemoth, the Shechita can only be Mechaiv me. Only half of the shechita is b'chiyuv. Because the other half I didn't steal. Or the other half I stole, but I was moided to. So that half can't be the shechting of the half that I was moided to. The half of the behemah that I'm moided that I stole. That half of shechita can't be mechayev me. That's like the half that I didn't steal. can't be mechayim. So that's exactly the same din as shutfun shagan shagan mechaveroi. So it means that all of these three cases will be exactly the same. It will be bechadamachta. But the lashon of Rabbeinu Peretz is clearly not the way. Rabbeinu Peretz segregates these two cases as separate, and these two cases as, and this case is separate. Where? Because Rabbeinu Peretz, when he talks through, he says there's three shiurim, three things the Mishnah left out. These three cases, and then he says, so what about the Mishnah Kama? Mishnah Kama was medayik meruba. You see that there must be a 20 times ganav is chayav daladei because the Mishnah said meruba and it's not leaving anything out. So the Rabbeinu Peretz asked, what do you mean? There are three things the Mishnah left out for sure. So what's the problem with Mishnah Kama? So he answers that the Mishnah Kama holds, and he separates. Mishnah Kama held the first two cases. That doesn't count as a shiur because he is be'etzim chayav daladei. He just didn't do a shechita mechayavis because you need to shoft the kulu b'chiyur. And the third case, well, behidon lekamari. So you see when Peretz treats these, he treats these as separate kinds of p'tur. The first two cases are a p'tur of tovach kulu b'chiyuva, and the third case is a p'tur of behidon. So it's clear from that Rabbeinu Peretz that he's talking about Rav Nachman's case. He's talking about where the shechita over here was kulu b'chiyuva. You shechted it before the Eidah, and you were made it later. So the shechted kulu b'chiyuv you have. It's only a problem with chamisha b'chiyuv, only chamisha chatzai b'chiyuv. That's why it's different than the first two cases. The first two cases are cases where the shechita wasn't kulu b'chiyuv. The third case, Rav Nachman's case, that's in before the Gemara itself, Rav Nachman's Gemara, and Ayin Aleph. Rav Nachman's case is where the, Rav Nachman's case is where you were made after the shechita, so the shechita was kulu b'chiyuva, but then the tashluma, the din of chamisha b'chiyuva, like chamisha chatzayva. He's sitting back to square one, so how can he quote that case? Rav Nachman was chayzer. That Rav Nachman was chayzer from. So then I had a different machshava. This is exactly what Stu was trying to suggest. That maybe we'll say the same mahalach, starting the same thing with Rashi, that a tochei kulu b'chiyuva only works if you also accept chamisha b'akav lechamisha chatzai b'akav, like we saw in the Rashi and Daf Kafav. That's the same point of departure. But the Rabbeinu Peretz does not think that there's a difference between haidah before shechita and after shechita. If there's a din of chamisha b'akav lechamisha chatzai b'akav before Shechita, then if you made after Shechita, then it's also Chamisha Bakr, like Chamisha Chatzai Bakr. He doesn't have that distinction that Rashi made in Ayin Ches. And therefore, Rabbeinu Peretz held that the two sugyas must be arguing with each other. The sugya the Dashin, the sugya in Ayin Ches that holds from Bishoch de Kulu B'chiyuva must hold Chamisha Bakr, like Chamisha Chatzai Bakr, not like Rav Nachman and Daf Ayin Aleph. And the sugya is Chalukas. Rav Nachman doesn't hold from Chamisha Bakr. Will not hold from b'shachtei kuloi b'chiyuva either, except in the case of gonav mishal oviv, which is the case of Nachman in the Mishnah. Gonav mishal oviv, there, that's for sure potter, not because utzvachei kuloi b'chiyuva, but because. Oh, no, it's too much. You know what? It's not even worth saying because A, to get into power with Gonam Mishalov, but also it's very difficult because it's the same Amaroyim. It'd be one thing to say it's Sugis Chalukas, it was different Amaroyim. It's Rav and Rav Nachman in both Sugis. The Sugi Ayin Aleph is Rav and Rav Nachman talking to each other. The Sugi Ayin Ches is Rav and Rav Nachman talking to each other. It's quite impossible to say that it's Sugis Chalukas. Unless we'll say, Stam, it's two Sugis Chalukas, Aliba, the Rav and Rav Nachman, that's already a bridge too far. And Rabbeinu Peretz would just say that without even telling us. So I don't know, Rabbeinu Peretz is talking about what's the shot in this Rabbeinu Peretz. The Chayr of the Peretz at the end of the day is against the Gemara, so that I don't know what to do for. But nonetheless, I think in the Rashi it's a Batazach. The Rashi and Kuvav especially. I think this is maybe a Pesach Dala.
you see the main parents as before, after, or done, makes no difference.
Right.
You don't have to say the suyo is kalukos, you can just say it not comes closer again. Or
okay, I hear Nachman Chayzer again, but that then Reb Nachman is like really he's being Chayzer, and also then we still have to be mechalek by Gano Mishal Oviv. Reb Nachman doesn't hold from Chamisha Boka. Reb Nachman says Chamisha Boka v'afilu Chamisha Chatzoy Boka. If that's absolute and there's no chiluk between Kaidim Shchita and after Shchita, and even Kaidim Shchita Chamisha Boka v'afilu. Yeah, the whole mahalach has to be that there's some pressure from Daf Ayin Ches to say that against Ayin Aleph. Because if there's a dinner with Tvoche Kulu B'Chiyuva, that's a stira to Chamisha Boker V'Afilu Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. And we're seeing the Sugan Ayin Ches and our Chazor from that din. But if that's true, that the dinner of Tvoche Kulu B'Chiyuva is soiser of that, the dinner of Chamisha Chatzoy Boker, then how do you explain, how did Reb Nachman originally, when he woke up in the morning and he said Chamisha Boker, Vil Chasim Chamisha Chatzoy Boker, how do you understand the Mishnah of Gano Mishal Aviv? Which in a way the Gemara itself asks. And the Gemara answers, no, but in a Kulu B'Chiyu B'Yisur. So the Gemara says, the first Reb Nachman holds from Kulu B'Chiyu, even though he was Chayzer from Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. So in Rashi, that's not a Kasha. Because Rashi will say he was only Chayzer by a Vidoy after Shechita. But the Shechita itself of Ad Hasim L'Chayyab Dalai Behe. And it can't be Chayyab Dalai Behe because you need Kulu B'Chiyuva. But you want to say that the Rebbeinu Peretz doesn't have that distinction. Okay, we're getting into the very complicated things. Rebbeinu Peretz, I don't know what to do with Rebbeinu Peretz. At the end of the day, I think that has to remain sure, and it's not a mitzvah to say things that are very, very dull. But why sure in Rebbeinu Peretz? But in Rashi, I think it's a gevaldik gevul. The Rashi who puts together the two Rashi and Kavod, who puts together Chamisha Boker v'Afilu Chamisha Boker v'Loi Chamisha Chatzoy Boker, together with the drosha of Einu Kulu B'Chiyuva. I think that's very gishmak. Rashi's saying that Kulu B'Chiyuva means you have to shecht all of it B'Chiyuva. What is the it? If there would be a dinner you could pay Chamisha Chatzoy Boker, then the it would be half the behemoth, the half that you stole. That's the half that you can pay Chamisha Chatzoy Boker for, and you shechted it Kulu B'Chiyuva. So you have to be paid. So why you put? You should be chayav. Dalek chatzoy boker. Al korchach that there's a din of chamisha boker v'loy chamisha chatzoy boker. The shechita has to be chayav chamisha boker. So you have to pay dalek behe for the whole behemor. So the it, you have to shecht it kulu b'chiyuva. It is bar korchach the whole behemor. If it is the whole behemor, you have to shecht it kulu b'chiyuva. So the mele is a din. That's the din of shecht kulu b'chiyuva. And it's not a steer to Reb Nachman, because Reb Nachman's talking about a haidah after the Shechita. Reb Nachman says, after the Shechita was mechayvi chamisha boker, afterwards you could be moed in half, and the lamaisi your tashlumen will be chamisha chatzoy boker. But the Shechita itself has to be mechayvi chamisha boker. That's the pshat on the Rashi. But in the Paris, I don't see that it's Yeshua, but for the Rashi at least, it's a lot. Okay, let's go on. I want to go on to the next topic. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Gaina Minagam. That's a big city here in the room. Yeah, so let's start from the basics. So the Mishnah says, Ena Vena Vachagadim Shalom Tishlumi Kefil, and the Stimus Hedvarim is, you don't have to pay Kefil, neither to the God of Rishon, the God of Shem does not have to pay Kefil. Neither to the Gan of Rishon nor to the original Bible. And the one Tzav Ches explains why don't you have to pay kefil to the Gan of Rishon because we dashin the gunim mi beis ha'ish v'loim mi beis ha'ganav. But why don't you have to pay kefil to the original Bible? He's the ish. No, he's the man. That's the ish. So why don't you have to pay kefil to the Bible? So the Gemara says, oh, from here we're going to learn that the Bible it's yotzer mishusam. When something is stolen away from the Bible, it's yotzer mishusam. It can't be makdishit anymore. The way Reb Craig explains the Mishnayis, therefore it's not me Beis Ha'ish. Because Beis Ha'ish means the Rishus of the Ish. Like the Gemara dashens that Ish Kiyakdash is Beis Ha'ish. Beis Ha'ish, Rishus Ha'ish, Kol Rishus Ha'ish. We're saying the Lalira, it says we're going to meet Beis Ha'ish. Beis Ha'ish means the Rishus of the Ish. And a Gneva is not Rishus of the Baal. So therefore, there's no Chiyuv Kefil not to the Ganav, because he's not the Ish, and not to the original Baalim, because it's not Beis Ha'ish. That's the Pashup Shachemarin on Samach Tes. So we have here this Amid. So now there's a Shaila. This is a Amid from what? Is it a Amid from Kefil, or is it a Amid from Karen also? So in Rashi, there's a Stira L'chara. Rashi on Samaches. The Gemara has a Braisa. It's by the wide, first wide line. Gonu v'bachem v'gonvoy. I reached the Mishalim Tashlum v'kevel, v'asheni in the Mishalim v'lekerim v'vash. So it says in the Braisa that this Ganav Sheni has to pay Karen. But it doesn't say who's the address, to whom does the Ganav Sheni pay the Karen. So Rashi says, short Rashi. I can just find it. Marishni Rashi is. Here it is. Leganav Rishon. Dechsil Lagunu Beis Ha'ish. So Rashi says you pay Karen to the Leganav Rishon. Not to the Baalim. Because not Lagunu Beis Ha'ish. That's what Rashi means. It's not clear what Rashi means. Rashi means not to the Baalim because it says Lagunu Beis Ha'ish. Or he means not Kefil to the, even to the Leganav Rishon because it says Lagunu Beis Ha'ish. Probably the second way. To the Ganav Rishon, you only paid Karen, not Kefil, because this isn't a Begunim Beis Ha'ish. But it sounds from Rashi that to the Baalim you don't pay at all. It's come out before Rashi. I'm going to point this out. This Rashi. The Rashi says that the Ganav Sheni pays to the Ganav Rishon, not to the Baalim. But what does he pay to the Ganav Rishon? Only Karen and not Kefil, because Begunim Beis Ha'ish. So right away, there's a problem in the Rashi that we have to ask. Manashach. If the pasuk is mimak, the pasuk's mimak both from the Ganav Rishon and from the Baalim. That's the Gemara in Samach Tes. Manashach. If the pasuk is mimak only from Kefil and not from Karen, so you should have to be Karen to the Baalim. And if the pasuk is mimak from Karen also, so then why do you have to pay Karen to the Ganav Rishon? Moreover, this is Tiyan Rashi. Because there's another, there's more of the beating of Hagazel Basra, Kufi Rahal from the base. First Gemara. The first Gemara in the prayer. Gemara says, Omer, Chit, the Gozel, Lonis, Yashu, Abayim, Bo, Acha, Vyach, Aloyim. Rotsim, Yzeh, Goyba, Rotsim, Yzeh, Goyba. Somebody stole something. Somebody else came and ate it up. The Bailim could be Goyba from the Ganav Rishon. Or from the Eichel. Says Rashi, why can the Baalim be goyva from the Eichel? Dr. Rashi. First Rashi, Vishus Nimar Kai. That's for later in the Gemara, but it's going on this. Vizesha Acholoi Nase Ki Goyzlu Mi Baalim. Says in Rashi, that when you the ba'achir ba'ochli is chayiv to the Baalim because achila is like a gzela. It's kilu he gazled it from the Baalim. That's mashma. That if he would really gazle it, he would also be chayiv to the Baalim. If ba'achir ba'ochli is chayiv to the Baalim because it's kilu he gazled it, then if he literally gazled it, then about he's chayiv to the Baalim. But how does that seem with the Rashi on Samaches, who said that if you, that the Ganav Sheni is only Chayav Karen to the Ganav Rishon, but not to the Baalim? Right, just steer between the two Rashis. So Rashi and Samach, so two things. Rashi and Samaches is Mitzar Atzman. Manashoch. If the Gunav Beis Ish is a mirror from Karen also, then why do you pay Karen to the Ganav Rishon? apparently, it's only a meat from Kefil. Or Benusa Hacher, it's only a commute from Dina Gneva, but not from Dina Gzela. It comes to the same thing. Because you still have to pay Karen because you're still a Gazel. So then pay the Bailo too. It's the same posse, Vagunim Basic, Vilayim Basic Ghana, then Vilayim and Bailo. Like we saw in the, that's the passion we want in Samach Test, like Rabbi Craig explained. So, Manasha, if it's a Mir, I'm Kefil, but you still have a Chi of Karen, so why you should have to pay Karen to the Bailo? And if it's a miut across the board, even into Karen, so you shouldn't even have to pay the Ganavishan. That's number one. Misaratan Rashishka. And Mitzat Sheni, and in addition, it's just you and the two Rashis. This Rashi says that the Ganav Sheni does not have to pay the Baila. And Rashi in Agoizel Basra says, in Kfir Aleph, that if Ba'acheva Ochli is Chayev Kilu Gozloi. Smashma. But if he stole the Ganavis, then he would have to pay to the Baila. So the Chayyur, the Pshat in the Rashi, at least the steer in the Rashi, is the Rashi holds like the Nesivus. It's in Machlek, the Ksos and Nesivus in Simon Lama Dalar. It starts like this. The Ksos, there's a Rivosh. The Ksos brings a Rivosh. The Rivosh said that a Chayyur came aganav. I mean, somebody who doesn't actually do any stealing himself, but he's like Fagin. He sends other people to steal for him, and then he takes all the stolen goods. Anybody know what Fagin is? What? So anyway, he's a fence. He sends other people out, and the other people steal, and they come back, and they give him the stuff. So is he Pasul Eibus? So he both said he's Kosul Eibus. Can't steal the Baravera. People are stealing, cognizance, and mainly he's not. He's kosher leibus. I don't forget to give him shlishi, but he's kosher leibus. So he's taking the rivosh and he's brought down the Rambam brings the balof there in Siman Lamedal. So the tzais brings that the tumim is. How is he kosher leibus? Forget the ma'asik neiv. Fine, the ma'asik neiv is ancient shliuchu d'var there, but now he's stolen. He's holding stolen goods and not giving them back. He says, it's like a kofar b'pikodin. It's not better than a kofar b'pikodin. If I give you something to watch and then I ask for it back and you don't give it to me, so you're a gazlan. So this guy's holding stolen goods. He's not giving it back. So that's a gazlan. So why is he kosher leibus? That's the tumus kasha. That's the tzoy. It's not the same. By a kofar b'pikodin, he took it from the bailam and he's not giving it back. So that's a gazlan. But by the case of the Chaylik and Maganov, he didn't take it from the Baal. The Ganov took it from the Baal. He's taking it from the Ganov. He says, that's like a Ganov, that's a Goynov and a Ganov. Maxim is even, not even a Goynov and a Ganov. He's taking it, the Ganov gives it to him. But basically, he's a Lekeach and a Ganov. A Lekeach and a Ganov, that's like a Goynov and a Ganov. A Goynov and a Ganov, the Torah says, Vagunim, basically, she's not a Ganov. That's step one. So first of all, you see the Ksais holds that the din of a gunav beis ish v'leim beis aganav is a miut not only from kefil, but it's a miut from keren, and not only is it a miut from keren of gneva, but it's a miut from keren even of gzela. That's how he takes the drosh of gunav beis ish to mean the ganav sheni is not only is not chayav kefil, he's not chayav keren, and not only is not chayav keren we didn't ganav, but he's not chayav keren even we didn't gazlim. Because there's a big welcome to say maybe he doesn't, maybe he's in this knife from Gnev entirely, but he's still a Gazlan. But then he'll be postulators. So Tzoy says, no, the parasha of the Gunim Beis tells me that a Gunim and a Ganav is not a Ganav at all. Say the Tzoy. So if that's the case, what about the Gemara in Kufi Aleph that we just read? That somebody stole, but Achav Yacholoi, he could be Tevei from the Eichel. Why can the Baal be Tevei from the Eichel? The Eichel, it's a good sack of good and basic. She's not a Ganav, it's not a Gazlan, it's garnished. Says the Tzoyis, as Mazik. As Gazlan, he can't be Tevei. But he's a Mazik. That he still is, he's a Mazik. He still belongs to the Baal when he came and he ate it up. So he's a Mazik. See, Tevei must Mazik. But if he doesn't eat it up, he just holds on to it, then that's going to be a Ganav. Going to be a Ganav is garnished and garnished. Nothing. Koshlei. Ad kan the Tzoyis. It's very radical. The choice is the most radical reading of the Gunan Vesish. That it's a mi'at not only from Kefil, and not only from Karen of Gineva, but it's a mi'at all the way down from Karen of gzeilibun. You're not a gadam at all. You're a pashalei. You have no chiyuvim at all. If you eat it, then you chayiv as mas. Then it's shver right away. The tzais, I don't know what the tzais does with this. How does the tzais read the brayso on samaches? The brayso on samaches says that it says the Pharisee advice that the Shani has to pay care. It doesn't say that he ate it. It says he has to pay care. Why does he have to pay care? According to the choice, there's no, he's not a Ganav at all. He's not a Gazlan. Unless the Bible told him where it's banned. Maybe the Bible told him where it's banned. Yeah, if it's banned, why do you have to give it back? You know, worse than the Mishnah, right? Okay, that's what the choice is going to have to say. It's still where it's banned. Or alternatively, maybe it's the one where you broke it via diet. So you're a Mazik. But in a chum, if it's not banned, but it broke by itself, and you're not a mazik, according to the size, you fought it completely. Says the Nesivis. The Nesivis says he's mated to the size part way. He agrees to the size that the god of Sheni is not a god of it all. And he's not a gazan at all, and he has no chiyuvim, like the rivash. That's why he's kosher leivos. However, it says in the Sivis, that's only if he didn't break it. But if he broke it, then not only is he a mazik, but then he becomes a gazan. What's the seichel? You're telling me that he's not a gazan by just the mere act of stealing. Normally, you have become a gazan by stealing it. But the Ganav Sheni is not the Guru Beis Yishi. He doesn't become a Ganav just by the act of stealing. So why does he become a... So if he's not a Ganav by the mere act of stealing, so how does breaking it make him into a Gazlan? It might make him into a Masik, but how does it make him into a Gazlan? So the Nesivis explains that the reason why the Ganav Sheni is not a Gazlan, doesn't have Dina Gazlan, is because he wasn't mafsis the Bailam at all. Why is a gazan a gazan? What does he do that makes him a gazan? He takes the thing and he takes it away from the bayim's rishus. So he's mafsid the bayim. That's what makes him into a gazan. He's marchit the gzeila from the rishus of the bayim. Now the bayim don't know where it is. So that's what makes you into a gazan. He says the ganav sheni wasn't marchit it any more than it was already. The ganav rishon already took it out of the bayim's rishus. So the ganav sheni, what was he mafsid the bayim? It was sitting by the ganav rishon. Now it's sitting by him. What's the difference to the bayim? Where the bayim is all the same. So that's why he's not a gazan. He's not a gazlan because there's no. He wasn't mafsid the bayim. He's not mafsid the alpha and omega, the basic thing you need to be a gazlan is you have to be mafsid the bayim. He wasn't mafsid the bayim. But if he breaks it, then he already is mafsid the bayim. Because now he's getting it further away from the bayim. Up till now, it was only outside of the bayim's rishus, but maybe the FBI will track it out. But now that it's broken, it's gone forever. So that's already in the shtarish bechet. That's already a deepening of the gzela. Very similar to the Gemara says about tfichu mechira that it's in the shtarish bechet. What's in the shtarish bechet? Because now it became even more accessible. Inaccessible. You shechted it. Now it's more gozel. So that's special dinim with dalav hei. Here when I told him dalav hei just to be a gazan. But there's also an idea. If you're nishtarish in the gzela, the god of sheni breaks it. So he's nishtarish in the not only did he take it. But he took it and he broke it. So that's an ishtarish bechet. That already is considered to be my sigzeil kapi gazan. It's not the same as a regular mazik. A regular mazik walks into, he can't be called a gazan at all. He just walks into the bayim's rishus and breaks it in the bayim's house. Here it's already taken out of the bayim's house. It's already gozel. But once it's gozel, moving it around doesn't make the gzeil any worse. But breaking it makes the gzeil worse. So you exacerbate it. By breaking it, you exacerbated the gzeil. Exacerbating the gzeil isn't my sigzeil. And the emes to Loshon the Gemara is very misayeh to the Nesivis. I don't remember the Nesivis himself, of course, but I kind of point this out. The Gemara in Vamitzir, Daphim Gimel, talks about also where somebody stole something and then he broke it. Why is that talking about two ganavim? He's talking about one ganav, but when he broke it, it was worth more. He stole something that was worth one zuz, so he's only chayv one zuz, meanwhile. If it breaks on its own, he's only chayv one zuz. But now it's worth four zuz, the market went up, and he took a bat and he broke it. So the Gemara says he has to pay now four zuz. Let's see more later on. Samachay also tavra shazir, but the lashon of Mitzi is the ahei shaita the tavra kagozelo. That when he breaks it, it's a ma'asik zeila. Simple reading of the Gemara is not like it says. But that's not merely a mazik. It's an ishtarish bechet of the zeila. It's a nuk zeila. Breaking a dover hagozel is a nuk zeila. So even though when you stole this, when you stole it, it was only with one zuz, But you broke it, it was with forces. Now there's a new mice exhale on forces. Who shaited the Tavra Kagosim. Kaput of that's the Nesilis, famous Nesilis. There's many rise to this Nesilis. It's very important to you say this Nesilis. So Nacham of the Ksois holds, that Ganim and a Ganim is garnished and garnished. He's not a Ganim, he's not a Gazlan. Even if he breaks it, he doesn't become a Gazlan. Maximally, he's a Mazik. A Mazik he is. Tavra, Bachav Ochle is a Mazik. Or the Gemara in or Tavra Shasil. When you break it, when it's worth four zoos, it went up in value, so you're a Mazik you have to pay. And the Nesivis agrees to the Ksais up to a point. Kozman, you don't break it, the Nesivis agrees to the Ksais. They both are defending the Ribosh. You're Koshul Eibis. Goyne Menaganev is nothing. He doesn't snap Chayat to the Baal, not Karen of Gneva, not Karen of Gzela, you're not, he has no Chiyuvim at all. But if he breaks it, he already, the Nesivis disagrees with the Ksais. And the Nesivis says he's not merely a Mazik, then he already becomes a Gazan. Pshutoi, that's the answer to the stira in Rashi. Rashi in Samaches says that a Gvenim and a Ganev is only Chayev Karen to the Ganev Rishon. To the Bayon is not Chayev Karen. Rashi in Agnezel Basra by Brachev Ochle says that if somebody comes and eats it, he's Chayev because with the moment when he eats it, it's Kili who's Gvezelut. So it's a stira. Who cares if he was Gvezelut? But the Ganav Sheni is not, is the a Ganav Sheni is not chayav to the Bayam at all, Rashi said in Samaches. It's just Rashi also like in the Sivis. A Ganav Samaches, we're talking about a regular Gazan, he didn't break it at all. The Ganav Rishon took it, now the Ganav Sheni took it from the Ganav Rishon, and he didn't do anything with it. If it broke, it broke on its own, but the Ganav didn't break it. The Ganav Sheni didn't break it. So Rashi holds, he's takapotah to the Bayam. Because he's not called the Ganav vis-a-vis the Bayam at all. Because he wasn't master of the Bayam. And by a Gezel Umaychel, it's from a Bracha V'Acholoi. Rashi tells me like the Nesivis, Bracha V'Acholoi is not merely that he's a Mazik, but like the Loshen and Gemara B'Metzia, who shaited the Tovra Kagozolei, breaking it, that's an Ishtarish B'Gzela, that's an Ishtarish in the Chet of Gzela, that's already Kili Yuh Gezel. When the God of Sheni, when the Bracha comes and he breaks it, that makes him into a Gazan, not only into a Mazik. That's Bleif and Ruvah, that's the passage that Rashi over here. That's the right also. That ratio goes like the sheet of the Nesivis. The shaila is though, and this will then maybe we'll stop with this, and you think about it, the shaila is this. Okay, fine. So it comes out that when a guy of Shani, why is he not high to the Bible? Why is the guy of Shani not chayav to the Bible if he didn't break it? Sure, he wasn't mafsidim, like in the Sivis, he wasn't mafsidim. It really has nothing to do, if that's the case, from the Gzeris HaKosuv of it doesn't need Gzeris HaKosuv. According to the Sivis, you can ask him the Sivis himself, really, it's not only Kashan Rashi, it's a Kashan in the Sivis, what I'm going to tell you. According to the Nesivis, / Rashi Mechai also, why is a guy of Sheni potter vis-a-vis the Bible? The Nesivis explained, because he wasn't mafsidim. If he's mafsidim and he breaks it, then he really is chayav to the Bible. At least Karen, at least Asgazan is chayav to the Bible. So why is he potter if he doesn't break it, if it is broke by itself? So the Nesivis explained, because that's not called Gzela. What was he mafsidim the Bible? The Bible were not Nisa. So then why do we need a pasuk of good and base to each the pattern from the Bible? Why do we need a pasuk? Is this what? And even more. If it would only be the pasuk only patterns from Karen, from Kefil, not from Karen. To the Gan of Rishon, he's left to pay Karen. Rashi says on Samaches. The Gan of Sheni pays Karen to the Gan of Rishon. I have a good and base to each, I have a base to Gan of. That's only a Ptur Kefil, not a Ptur from Karen. Or it's only a tour from Dinik Neva, not a tour from Dinik Zela. Same idea, different flavor. If the tour from the Bialin was based on the Pasuk, then it would also only be from Karen. But from the Bialin, you really thought that even from Karen, Rashi holds that you don't have to pay the Bialin Karen at all. Karen says, like the Nesivis explains, because nothing to do with the Pasuk, because you weren't mafsud the Bialin every Shayna. You weren't mafsud him, so it's not called Zela. But Karen, if you break it, then you are paying Chayav Karen to the Bialin, you didn't gazman. So then Mechorah comes out that as far as the Bailim, the reason why the guy of Sheni does not have to pay the Bailim has nothing to do with the Pasuk. It's a Svara that he wasn't Mafsidim. Okay, so maybe that is so. So maybe that's not. Maybe that's how it is. Maybe Nechrami. Maybe I only need the Pasuk to tell me that the guy of Sheni doesn't pay kefil to the guy of Rishon. The guy of Rishon, he was Mafsid. Took it away from the guy of Rishon. Now the guy of Rishon, he was Mafsid. The guy of Rishon would like to have it, if only to give it back to the Bailam, not after they had a pocket. The guy of Rishon would like to have it. You were Mafsid, the guy of Rishon. And your Pasuk tell me, Bun of Meshish Boyim Beis Hagan. Maybe the tour from the Bailam is a Svar. That's some of first Gemara and Samach Tess. Otherwise, the Gemara and Samach Tess on the base. Let's take a look at that Gemara again. We saw it before. When the Gemara brings the pasuk, the Gemara says, right, Rav Yechanan Stom Acharina. Rav Yechanan Stom Acharina Ashkel. Rav Yechanan has this concept of Einar B'Shusay that you can't be Machdashin. He learned it out from here. It's not Einar Gainav Achagan Rishalam Tishlami Kefal. Amai Vishlam Gainav Vishlam Mishalam Vagun Vishish Vlame Beis Agana El Labailim Nishalam. So it's not lefirsh in this Gemara that begunim beis anish is the source for not having to pay the bail. It's only explicit in the Gemara that begunim beis anish is the source for not paying the ganav. But maybe not paying the bail has nothing to do with begunim beis anish. Maybe that's a svar. I wasn't mafsid the bail. Why should I have to pay the bail? What did I do to the bail? I wasn't mafsid him. The problem is though, but then it's very hard to read this Gemara really, because even though it's not explicit in the Gemara otherwise, but. But in the Teichon Adorim Lechorah, it's difficult. Because what's this Gemara about in Samach Tes? Rav Yochanan said to Yisoid, that Gona v'linus Yashu ha'bailam shteim en yachayim lach, vishu zelo fi she'ene shaloi v'zelo fi she'ene v'shusay. Once something leaves the Rishus of the Bailam, so it's no longer under his Shlita, it's Yotzer Rishusay, if it's stolen away from the Bailam, it's no longer in the Rishus of Bailam, the Bailam is not for it's not like Beisoy, and the Bailam can't be Makhash. And the Gemara wants to where did Rav Yochanan get it from? Because there's Amaroyim, who's told otherwise. So they're Tanoim rather who hold otherwise. So Snuim, the Gemara there has Tanoim, we don't agree with the Yechon. So where did Yechon get it from? So the Gemara says, no, Yechon has a Tana like him. Who? Our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah that a Ganosheni is potter to the Bible. Why is he potter to the Bible? Must be because it's Yotzer Mishnah Savail. The Gneva, when the first Ganos stole it, it was Yotzer Mishnah Savail. That's the Sugi, that's what it's talking about. So it says in that Gemara, that if a gneva was b'shus ha-bailim, then the guy of Sheni would have to pay the bailim. The fact that the guy of Sheni does not have to pay the bailim is a proof that every gneva was yotzer b'shus ha-bailim. That's Rabbi Yechon's proof, to his concept, that every gneva is yotzer b'shus ha-bailim. Because you see a guy of Sheni is potter to klapei the bailim. Why is he potter to klapei the bailim? It must be because it's not, because the gneva was yotzer b'shus ha-bailim. So here's the problem. Bishlama, if you say that it's exeris hakosuv begunu mi beis ha'ish v'lo mi beis ha'ganav, so I understand the proof. It says in this Mishnah that a gneva is not called beveis ha'bailim. Why is it not beveis ha'bailim? It's beveis ha'bailim. It's by the ganav. But if it's in the street, it's beveis ha'bailim. If it's by a shomer, it's still beveis ha'bailim. Teretz says, but this is not. But by a gneva is worse. A gneva is not b'shusay. My beis b'shusay. I've called b'shusay. A gneva is not b'shusay b'ailim. So it's a proof that gneva is not b'shusay b'ailim. But if you're telling me, no, it's not exeris hakosuv at all. Okay, if he'll break it, if he breaks it, it'll be chayav. At least I'll gazel. It's a svara. That he wasn't maps of the Bible. He's just moving it from point A to point B. He wasn't maps of the Bible. So where's the rye over here that every gneva is yotzer mishus ha'bailam? Maybe every gneva is still mishus ha'bailam. But the guy of Sheni still wasn't maps of the Bible. Because he's still, at the end of the day, what's the difference? What's the difference if we say that a gneva is yotzer mishus ha'bailam already by the Gan of Rishon, and if the Gan of Sheni is not doing anything because it already left mishus ha'bailam, and he's not doing anything except moving it from point A to point B, that's not mishus ha'bailam. What's the difference between that and saying that a gneva is still mishus ha'bailam, but the Gan of Sheni wasn't mafsid the bailam at all because it's still mishus ha'bailam by the Gan of Sheni, so it just moved it from point A to point B within the mishus ha'bailam? If it's just a svara that the Gan of Sheni wasn't mapped for the Gan of Rishon, so Mali, if it's Yotzer Mishus Abaylam, not Yotzer Mishus Abaylam, whatever it was by the Rishus by the Gan of Rishon, that's what it is by the Gan of Sheni. If by the Gan of Rishon is Mishus Abaylam, then by the Gan of Sheni is still Mishus Abaylam. If by the Gan of Rishon is not Mishus Abaylam, then by the Gan of Sheni is not Mishus Abaylam. So bottom line, the Gan of Sheni wasn't mapped for the Abaylam, and that's why he's potter. So what in the world did Rabbi Yochanan see in this Mishnah? This is a kasha both on Rashi and it's a kasha b'emes on the Nesivus. In other words, it comes out from the Nesivus that the reason why the Ganav Sheni is potter for klapei the Bailam is a svara, because he wasn't mafsid the bar, he was moving it around. So if that's, if it's a svara, then it's not a source for Rabbi Yochanan's din that Ignev is Yotzer Misha Sabayim. The Gemara says that it is. How do you make sense of this Gemara? Yeah, that's a problem in for the Nesivos and for Ashkenaz. Okay, Mr. Shem, next time we'll try to deal with that.